What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is a big Thursday night full of big NFL drama, a huge breaking story in the NBA. But I gotta say this right off the bat before we get to Ime Udoka. Steelers and Browns right now, early in the third quarter, 14-13, really good game happening right now. The George Pickens catch in the first half. I know I've only seen it is 10 to 12 times now and watching it on the loop. You see it on Twitter. I think it's a tougher catch than Odell Beckham's. I think it's because Odell Beckham, the catch that made his career, he leaped straight up in the air. The ball was going behind him. He grabbed it, and it was, I mean, look, we're talking about splitting hairs between two, some unbelievable catches. But he was like straight up, and he was able to go back, grab it, and it was a phenomenal catch. This Pickens is kind of, he's parallel to the ground. He's horizontal when the ball lands in his hand and he's able to hold on to it for a catch.
Well, you forgot the most important part. He got a good job of creating space by pushing off that didn't get called. So good job by him. Hey,
it doesn't matter.
Hey, he got open. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
No, that's a perfect thing.
Well, at least as related to trying to make a catch on a football field. Because, I mean, we got all sorts of stuff swirling about. But, yeah, I mean, that was a hell of a catch. And watching it a number of times on the replay, what a throw by Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, I was, how long until he brings up, Trubisky. He makes a throw where the guy's got to dive and he catches it with one hand parallel to the ground. It was an okay throw by Mitchell
Jason,
Trubisky.
Part of being a quarterback is putting it where your guy can make a play.
The other part is being
an elite receiver that says, I can make a play. And after what George Pickens had to say to anybody who would listen all week long, he better have stretched out and done his best to come up with that ball. He was down, I'm open 99% of the time. Coach just doesn't want to run plays for me. All right, here's a play for you. Go make a play. And he did.
I think you're the only one who is going to say, hey, that's a hell of a throw by Mitchell Trubisky.
You know what it looks like in the box score tomorrow? 32 yards, baby. 32-yard completion.
What a throw by Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah, what about the catch? Well, he kind of leaped, and he was parallel to the ground, and he caught it with one hand. It was really amazing, but boy, hey, Trubisky put that ball there for him to go do that. No one else. You are the only one going to be saying that. Well, not even Mitchell Trubisky and his family is going to say that was a great throw.
Well, then I believe in him more than his family. Mitchell, you're welcome to become part of Clan Harmon. Let's go.
Now, he is having a pretty decent night tonight because we talked about this last night. A bad first half by the Steelers, more struggling offense, and it was going to be Kenny Pickett time.
Well, I disagree, but yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. The Steelers were not happy. Mike Tomlin's not happy with the offense. Trubisky wasn't getting the chance to throw downfield, but they also weren't putting points on the board. But it was a pretty good ground-and-pound first half where the passing game was really good complementary to the running game. And you saw a lot of good things, a balanced offense coming from Pittsburgh. Najee Harris is having a good game. Jalen Warren's having
a good
game.
They're playing the Browns.
And they're moving the ball down the field. So, all right. So, Mitchell Trubisky saved his job for another week. Things are okay for the Steelers.
Well, Myles Garrett has been invisible in this game. They've done a great job of neutralizing him. And Trubisky in the first half, you get him outside the pocket, 7 of 8, 108 yards. What have I been saying for 4 friggin' years going back to the beginning of his time in Chicago? That's where his game is at its best. And they've unleashed it a bit tonight. So we'll see how it plays out. A missed extra point once again. Week one hero, back-to-back weeks missing PATs for Mr. York.
Oh, boy. You just got to hope this comes down to the last 2 minutes, just like the Jets game. And you hope that Nick Chubb goes in the end zone again and the Steelers drive down again. I just want to see an exact replica of what happened on Sunday.
27 points already on the board, 9:40 left here in the third quarter. Over-under was only 38.5, and through the last 3 seasons, any number that was up on the board that or less, 7-0. Looking to break a trend.
So we'll keep you updated on this game again. Steelers-Browns 14-13 early in the third quarter. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. But the breaking news that's come in the last 20 minutes, it is now official. Ime Udoka, Celtics head coach, has been suspended for the entire 2022-23 season. The team citing violations of team policies in its announcement. He had an affair with a Celtics staffer, a female Celtics staffer, and this is what the crux of the suspension comes from. Udoka put out a statement to ESPN apologizing to players, fans, and the entire Celtics organization. He's not going to have any further comment. All right, so let's stop right here with this. There's a lot of layers of this story to get to now that we know he's been suspended. First thing, it's a year. Do you really think he's going to come back? He's not. They're going to try to find a way for Udoka to resign and walk away. Whether this is the Celtics saying, we'll suspend him, and then we figure out a payout so he can't sue us, I mean, I don't know if that's – I'm sure that conversation is going on behind closed doors. But if you're suspending a guy for a year, can you really – in anything, can you welcome a guy back? A year, not a couple of weeks, not a month. The guy is suspended for a year, a full year. How can he come back? In any workplace that you've been, how can somebody be suspended for a full year and is going to come back in that same position they were in? It's not happening. So for whatever reason, and maybe it's the legal part of it, hey, he can't sue us if we just suspend him and then he wants to resign, there's no way he's coming back. He's going to wind up resigning. With all of this that's gone on, just think about the whole next season go on. The Celtics are going to play under a new head coach. They're going to have their own new identity. It's going to be a new season, a new team. There's going to be player movement. There's going to be new players coming in. There's going to be different changes with the organization. Then we're going to get to next year. We're going to get to the offseason, and Ime Udoka is going to come back. And he's going to come back from an affair that was something that was so big that he's got to be suspended for a year. Yeah, he's coached his last game. Now it's just going to be how are things going to end where he winds up leaving the team, whether it's, hey, I'm going to leave. Let's figure out a payout. And it goes on behind closed doors.
Former West Virginia hoopster and a guy he interviewed for the Jazz job, all of these things, Mazzulla takes over. Yeah, a year suspension means you're gone. Team will move on. They'll adapt to somebody new, which for the players, I get it. It would be a pretty miserable experience because it took you a half a year to get used to him after he took over. All the acrimony, all the rumor, conjecture, speculation about trades and breaking up that squad. Instead, they go on a phenomenal run, just like somebody on this show predicted. I hate to say I told you so, but I was right.
No, you don't. No, say it again so I can say it to you now.
I hate to say I told you so, but we're always ahead of the curve.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You love saying it.
No, I feel pretty good about it.
You know,
it would feel even better if you were sitting next to me. But I wave at you virtually. But it's the idea that you now have an organization that is ready to win now. Right, that's the part of it. Normally, we have disruption and chaos of just your moving coaches. Right, they just did the graphic of, hey, three Steelers head coaches in that time. The Browns have had 21, and include the jersey with all the quarterbacks. Have fun with that as you will. But with Udoka, clearly, you've got a manual, a code of conduct within that organization that he broke. And it's black and white when it comes down to it. We talked about it a lot yesterday, the nuance of how it might be in terms of reporting structure, power structure. I think it's absolutely deplorable of all the super sleuths or people that try to put a journalist tag on, or you know, capital or lowercase j, that are just going through and finding anybody that's female in the Boston organization and just speculating, just abhorrent behavior on all fronts, slanderous and causing problem in a lot of, and potentially in a lot of families and households. So that's the part, you know, whenever we talk about the cesspool that can be social media, this is where it's been at its worst since we were on air last night with the rampant speculation. But for the Celtics organization, I mean, if it's clearly codified in their rules, Jason, they might not even have to worry about a lawsuit.
No,
like, well, you know what I mean? Like, there might not be any legs by which this could get litigious at all, at least from Udoka's part of things.
No, and I'm glad you brought that up, because now the other part of this, just think about this for Ime Udoka for a second, because I watched today a lot of people be in shock about this. How do you do this, right? The guy had an affair. Other guys are having affairs. How does this guy wind up getting suspended for the season? All right, just think about this for a second. We don't know any details behind this. Like, the internet has been rampant with speculation. There's blue check marks saying this, you know, Ime Udoka did this, he did this, he did this. So I have a sneaking suspicion there's a little bit more to this story than just he had an affair with a female staffer. Because in reality, is that enough to cause you to be fired? No, people have affairs all the time. But one thing we talked about last night was, if it's a female staffer, who is in a position where he's a direct report for her. Hey, in every sexual harassment or compliance training that you do in a business, that's a really big deal. And they spend a lot of time saying, hey, when it's a situation like this, this has to be rectified. You have to go to people, because if it's your direct report, this could be seen as sexual intimidation because someone's having an affair with you because they're above you and they're in charge of your career. So there's that part of it, because that's one thing that it could be that I think about this, because you say female staffer. But the other part of it is that, just think about this for a second, okay? Ime Udoka comes in his first year, and he brings the Celtics to the NBA Finals, right? Brad Stevens, as good a coach as he was, never brought the Celtics. He brought them farther. They all love him. Universally, he is loved as a coach. Do you really think the Celtics suspended him for a season and are okay with letting him go because it was an affair with somebody else? Or do you think there's a little bit more to this story that we haven't found out yet? I mean, do you really think the Celtics said, oh, you had an affair? You didn't look at these really draconian laws that we have in here about relations in the workplace. I got a feeling they would try to look the other way if it was just, hey, you had an affair. Okay, you should have come to us. I'm going to believe the Celtics have a little bit more than just this was an affair, because that doesn't cause you to be suspended for a year and then potentially you're not with the team anymore. So I whatever comes out, I'm expecting there to be more about this story than just what we've heard, because we haven't heard any details. And people going crazy about it, like, dude, you guys got to wait. You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to be embarrassed, but you got to wait. But okay, you don't want to wait. That's fine. But I got a sneaking suspicion there's going to be a little bit more to this.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the organizational part of it, the interpersonal relationships, as in up and down the ladder and chain of command within the organization, where people may have been embarrassed or where they get involved in whatever's going on. Again, we're trying to connect the dots as best we can, and we'll wait for full reports. But remember, the T-Wolves, about a year ago to the day, fired Gersan Rosas over dysfunctional relationships and a relationship with a team staffer in a dysfunctional front office. That was on September 23rd of 2021. President of basketball operations. So not unprecedented at all.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. It's not just the Mets. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, right now, getting to be late in the third quarter, just under 3 minutes left to go. Still, Steelers lead the Browns 14-13, a missed extra point by Cleveland. I heard this before. Oh, yes, Sunday. I forgot about that.
It was one of many, many miscues that people seem to not want to take into account with the Browns' collapse to your New York football Jets.
I'll tell you, you know what was fun was last night I watched the – because NFL Network had the replay of the Jets-Browns. So it was – I can't tell you how much fun it was watching the fourth quarter, knowing what the result was, and every cutaway of Browns fans who were so cocky and arrogant, like, yeah, and they're pointing at Jets fans, and they're yelling at them. Chubb scores the touchdown, and they're pointing and yelling and high-fiving, and I go, oh, man, I'm loving this next couple of minutes. It was kind of fun to watch, knowing that no matter what, we were going to win. No matter how dark it looked, we were going to win that game. That was kind of fun.
Psychologically, that's a big win for you.
It was.
It's a way to propel yourself into a Thursday.
I said, you know, what could I do? I could watch the next episode of Cobra Kai, or I could watch the replay of Jets. Jets Browns.
I finished it. I can now tell you everything.
No. Stop.
And I watched about 20 minutes of, I watched it all. And then I watched about 20 minutes of Rex Ryan on The Amazing Race.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
My daughter laughed. She goes, you know, given that we've been talking a lot about dentistry and helping yourself out in that way, and she was born with a cleft lip and palate, so we've had so many dental operations and things that we've dealt with, lips and you name it. It's been a mess. So she's very observant. And she saw Rex Ryan's like, you know how white your teeth have to be with that T-shirt he's wearing? That they still stand out.
Harmon.
Yeah.
You know why his teeth are so white?
Why's that?
Because he licks a lot of feet.
Oh, I was just waiting for
a
that.
A lot of toe crust will make your teeth white. Like,
oh, I'll tell you what. Stop with that. That's why you give that visual
jelly,
out there.
And the jelly, I hear, helps.
Don't use jelly.
Toe jelly, yeah.
Yep. I used to enjoy hanging out with his brother here in the Fox Sports Radio.
Did his brother lick your feet?
No. But he worked here on Sundays and used to tell us some great stories in the breaks. Most of which that if you printed, you'd have a lot of lawsuits.
Dirty Santa, right?
The Dirty Santa Claus, absolutely.
This is Frostburg feeling that, hey, Chargers, we're going to win the AFC West. I could be chesty with all these other AFC West teams. Yeah, I'm a little chesty right here.
I have no inside information because he's giving me nothing. But the fact that the spread is 7 this Sunday against Jacksonville would lead me to believe that you'll see Mr. Herbert under center.
Erroneous,
Mike. Was skipping yesterday.
I gave you gifts from Kansas City.
You did. You gave me a nice Fresca koozie.
Whoa, where's my Fresca koozie? Where's my Fresca koozie?
A tribute to Len Dawson from
Fresca? Where's my Len Dawson Fresca koozie you brought
Mike
back from
it.
Kansas City?
It's now Mike's.
Whoa!
And,
really?
And a mini can of Fresca that says less than 1% juice.
Wow.
You got to have more juice
than
that.
The original can.
And here I was, ready to come in tomorrow to buy pizza, everybody, because Syracuse is playing on a Friday night.
Yeah, because I eat pizza.
And I'll be here on a Friday.
Sure you do. You eat cheeseless and sauceless pizza. It's called bread. You eat that. I get you bread.
You going to bring me some white bread?
Yeah. Here you go. Here's a loaf. Justin, this is for
you. I want four fried chickens and some dry white toast.
And a loaf of...
Mike, what's that going to get you on eBay? At least $100.
Oh, no question about it. Got to verify the. There's got to be some scan or something that shows me.
Oh,
that,
it's real, dude. You don't need to scan.
Came from Kansas City.
No need to scan. It's
no.
Real.
The other stuff is clearly real. I mean, that koozie is fantastic. It really is.
Hey, and you know, but before we get on to Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, just for a second here, the Philadelphia Phillies have just beaten the Atlanta Braves 1-0. The Mets lead in the NL East is now back up to a game and a half, just so everybody knows.
Me in the loss column.
Big deal, big deal. One in the loss column, game and a half. One in the loss column, game and a half.
The update nobody needed.
There, people know you're kidding. It's a big night,
I mean,
Mike
the Arnold. Bigger update is that York actually hit a field goal. It was a bit of a knuckleball, but it's now 16-14. Yeah. Remember, you're getting Steelers plus 4.5 or 5.5, depending on when you came in.
Late in the third quarter again, York's field goal is good from 34 yards out. We'll have more on the Steelers and the Browns coming up in a few minutes. But, you know, we always love quarterback controversies.
Sure.
Sometimes we kind of push and expect and try to make one and manufacture one when one isn't really there. And then sometimes we get one because the owner wants it. Jerry Jones today was asked about Cooper Rush, who is now taking over for Dak Prescott as Dak is recovering from his thumb injury, and hopefully it's only going to be another couple of more weeks. And, you know, Dak comes back in, and hey, he's a $40 million quarterback, and Cowboys are off to the races. As Jerry Jones said today, you know, that doesn't have to be the case.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing had happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If he comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush, played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Okay. Now you know why the Cowboys don't win. Now, why don't the Cowboys win? Suddenly, your $40 million quarterback you want in a quarterback controversy. There's ways to say, I hope Cooper Rush does well. And then there's ways to say, hey, I hope there's a controversy when Dak Prescott gets healthy. First of all, you say he wins 10 games. Wait a minute, Jerry. I thought Dak Prescott's coming back like in a week and a half. I thought it was going to be three. We're not putting him on IR. Oh, suddenly it's 10 games now? So I don't know if that was a slip of the tongue by Jerry Jones. But you wonder why Dallas can't win anything. This is why, right? You think, well, wait a minute, why? Because he talked about, yeah, yes, number one, you don't say that. You don't say that suddenly you want a quarterback controversy when, again, you paid Dak Prescott $40 million a year for the next 4 years to be your quarterback. What does that say to Dak? Whoa, you want a controversy when I come back? How about Cooper Rush plays okay and I come back and take the job because I've been doing this for a little bit here and I've got a pretty good career and I'm a really good player and suddenly now I got to fight for it? This is why the Cowboys don't win. You know why? Because Dallas has no plan, right? They've never had a plan since Jerry Jones took over. You know what they have is? They have reaction. That's what the Dallas Cowboys do. They react to everything, right? When they are presented with an issue, they react. But there's no long-term thought in it. There's no thought of how does this affect our team a year from now, 2 years. They are, how does this affect us right now in this minute? And then what can we do right now in this minute? And forget about a year from now, 6 months from now, 3 months from now. Let's do whatever we need to do right in this minute. And that kills a team. Right? Because that's how the Cowboys have approached things under Jerry Jones. When I get a whim on something, I want to do it. Hey, we're not going to have Dak. Boy, it would be great if Cooper Rush is a quarterback. Whoa, dude, what are you talking about, man? You're talking about trying to get Cooper Rush to win another game on Sunday, and now suddenly you're in a quarterback controversy with him? Dallas has done this for years, right? When someone gets hurt, the Cowboys find a way, okay, how do we cover this? How do we cover this right now? Well, maybe this isn't the right, nope, we're going to cover it this way. What about roster questions? Ezekiel Elliott wants so much money. Well, we got to sign him. Why? Because I drafted him. And Ezekiel Elliott ran pretty good for the first year and a half. Never mind, you don't pay running backs like what Jerry Jones paid him. No, we got to pay Zeke. No, you don't really. That's a reactionary thing. Zeke says he's going to hold out. Well, I got to pay Zeke money. No. Think about what this means for the Cowboys this year, next year, moving on. You franchise him. He doesn't show up, right? How bad is that? He's just screwing himself out of money, right? But you caved to him and you paid him before he had to. And now, did you really want to pay Ezekiel Elliott? Of course not, because he's just a guy. He is just a guy. But Jerry Jones is in the moment, and this is how I'm going to fix this team for the next couple of months. We need Zeke now because the season is starting. And you have to have some kind of restraint and have a long-term view. Jerry Jones has no long-term view for the Dallas Cowboys. Zero. It's all, what is happening now, and how do I make this work? It goes into the draft. Hey, we can get this guy. He's got character concerns, but let's get him. He'd be a great pick. Okay, maybe he jumps in for a little while. He plays well. Then what happens? Long term, are you going to keep him? Is he still going to be a great player? It's too much of a read and react situation, right? We're in this business in sports because we talk about things we think are going to happen in sports, but a lot of times we're reacting to what we're seeing. Tonight is we're reacting to what we see on Thursday Night Football. A big part of the show is going to be what we see in the next quarter between the Browns and the Steelers, what it means and what it is going forward, right? We also like to do our own thing, but certain times it's, all right, we're read and react. For the NFL, yeah, you read and react, but you also have to have long-term plans and a long-term vision. And there's nobody that's had that. Jerry Jones does not have a long-term vision. He has a vision for right now. How do I solve? He has a sprinter's mentality. How do I solve this thing right now? Okay, it's solved. Let's go forward. Hey, how do I solve giving Cooper Rush confidence going into next week? I'll say we can have a controversy when he comes back and Dak comes back. Meanwhile, forget about all the disruption he's causing by saying something like that. No, that's how I take care of this thing right now with Cooper Rush. All right. Jerry Jones has done this for 25 years. And like I say, you wonder why the Cowboys don't win.
Well, see, there's the problem, Jason, is that it's the 25 years. Where Jerry Jones is in his lifetime right now, short and long-term planning, we can quibble over how long a long-term plan is. I'm not putting him in the grave, but I'm being real about how you're approaching business and your legacy and whatever else. You want to win now, which means you're going to do some rash things, right? It's like people, I want it now. The impulse buys, the impulse eating, whatever your thing is. You know, the Fred Flintstone, bet, whatever it may be. That's where Jerry Jones is in a lot of these cases. He's also been historically loyal and more involved than most owners in the National Football League, which means he gets these personal connections to guys, and that sometimes puts him in a bad spot. See Jason Garrett. See Mike McCarthy right now. See the Zeke Elliott contract. I wanted to bring up Zeke because he had the best response to this, saying, well, media says crazy things to get attention and traction. Hot take nonsense. Pick your favorite. Put them up on the bulletin board, as you will. And then when asked what Jerry Jones, when he says something, Elliott laughed, said, quote, he wants you all to be clicking and listening to. It's all marketing. And that's my larger point here. Externally, this is, wow, what chaos, what insanity. In that building, they know what the score is. And if Dak's worried about this kind of statement, man, he's not the guy I thought he was.
Okay, I get battled. You say this all the time.
It's true, though.
I understand that. Yes, but everybody is different. And you got to know what motivates your quarterback.
Right, but if your quarterback's not motivated to be great,
yeah, of course.
Whether you say something or pat him on the back and say, it's going to be okay, big guy,
the owner
shouldn't do it.
If the owner says, I want a quarter, you don't want to play with that confidence.
But it's what he said. It's just like the Justin Fields the other day. Was it dumb? But I get what he was trying to say. Likewise here, Jerry's saying, I hope we have something. That means we're winning games and he's playing well.
Any job you are in, just think about this for a second. This will change your mind on it. Any job you're in, right? Let's just say someone works in a bank and they're going to work in a bank and they're a pretty good employee and they've gotten raises and everything has been really good and they love it, they love it, they love it. I'm going on family leave for a month because my wife is having a baby, mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to go on paternity leave. Okay. And then you go on paternity leave and somebody comes in to fill in for you. And then a couple weeks in, you talk to your boss and you're like, hey, how's it going? I'm looking forward to coming back in a couple of weeks. How's things going? And your boss says, oh yeah, hey, no, things are great, but boy, I'd love it when you came back if we had a decision to make whether or not to keep the guy filling in for you or to keep you. Because man, I'll tell you that would be a wonderful decision to have to make. Tell me that's not going to affect how you feel about where you work and what you do. Of course it is. Any job when your position is threatened is going to affect how you are. You can't. Let's just blow that off.
That situation there is illegal. Hey, I went on family leave. You're fired. No, you can't do that.
But you get what I'm saying, that any job you do, if that's threatened, it's going to affect how you perform in your job.
Well, I
went on leave and they fired me. Like, don't worry, we got a great lawsuit coming your way.
But it's going to affect how you interact with your bosses, whether you like your bosses. I mean, you know, in our business, I mean, you're looking over your shoulder a lot, right? I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. There's lots of folks that want in to the chair you occupy. And in everywhere else, certainly the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, a coveted position. My point in this one is just Jerry is full of hot air. And most of this, we chuckle at it. I was waiting for him to talk about going and seeing his monkeys again or something. Because that's generally where it devolves into some random analogy that makes no sense.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, before we get to Sean Payton, boy, we almost had some incredible theater. Yankee Stadium, Aaron Judge flies out to the wall in dead center field in the bottom of the ninth inning. Could have been a walk-off home run against the Red Sox, home run number 61. And the way this is, you look at this on social media, it looks like this is going to be 50 rows into the...
It's hit far.
It's going to be out of the stadium the way it was shot. Oh, my God. And then it just, you know, falls
not
into
gone.
The glove.
No. The way Kike Hernandez caught it, though,
yeah,
like a boss. Like, blank all of you.
Yeah, no, I got it. It's right here. It's all good. It's right here.
So nonchalantly,
yep.
Waist high, there's the glove, boom, you're out.
Yeah, I got it. I'm good. I got it. But I can't wait to hear what John Sterling's called. It is high! It is... I really want to hear what his call
is. Oh, I'm sure the social media folks will be clipping that off.
Susan, why couldn't you tell me that wasn't going out? What do you want me to
say? There's a high drive. Deep right field. Way back. Sandberg on the edge of the grass hauls it in, and that's out number two.
We'll have it when the game's over, guys.
Oh, outstanding.
Oh, there's a great overhead shot in Cleveland of the Elf. I mean, it's fantastic.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We'll have more on the Browns and the Steelers coming up in a couple minutes. 23-14, just under 9 minutes left to go. Steelers with the 9-point deficit and have their work cut out for them. But earlier today, guess who's ready to come back to the NFL? Of course, under the right circumstances. Sean Payton. He may as well be standing up,
that is.
Wearing a Cowboys hat and waving pom-poms, going, R-O-W-D-I-E, that's the way we spell rowdy, rowdy. Let's get rowdy with the Cowboys. He does a podcast in New Orleans, and he says that he would return to the NFL under the right situation, meaning the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, I got another one for you.
You got another one for me? Where would he go? The Jets are fine. We're 1-1 now.
No.
Fine.
Like, say you make bad calls on a couple more fourth downs.
Okay.
And your team underachieves. He might like Los Angeles. He looks comfortable sitting on Colin Cowherd's couch.
Oh,
Buddy Lombardi's over there as your OC.
Mm-hmm.
You've got talent for days on both sides of the ball.
Okay.
Just saying, if things go a little sideways here in Los Angeles, Jerry Jones might have a competitor.
I'm sorry, I've had my eye on him for a couple of years now, so just do the right thing, or I'll make sure that you get cut out of all the revenue sharing that we do. Because, you know, I'm really the shadow commissioner of the NFL. I can make sure you don't get any money at all. So Peyton's mine, and you get the next guy named Peyton. Okay, you can get Peyton Manning, you can get Peyton Pritchard, you can get anybody named Peyton you want to. You can get Peyton Place, whatever else. I think I'm out of Peyton's. You can get Peyton Hillis, get him back.
That's good.
He had a good run
Madden
one year.
Cover
fantasy.
Guy, yeah.
Oh, he had that there. If this doesn't tell you that Sean Payton's plan all along was to get to another team, nothing else does, right? The guy's been out of the game for a week and a half, and he's already saying, yeah, I'd come back. Whoa, really? He was maxed out in New Orleans. Breeze had retired. Maybe he could keep it going, but no Drew Breeze, no Hall of Fame quarterback, no top five of the last 20 years NFL quarterback. So, yeah, maybe I want to pick my next spot a little bit better than try to make it work with Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill or, you know, I got to wait another year for Arch Manning. You know, who knows? This was the whole plan. I'll do TV for a year, then I'm coming back in. And Dallas is going to be he's going to be Jerry Jones's guest at games. He's going to have sideline passes. He will have Jerry Jones's okay to call in plays to Mike McCarthy. Anything he wants, he's going to get. Mike, I got a guy here that has some ideas for some plays that might work. He's going to get on the headset with you during the game. It's Sean Payton, you know him. So just listen, he'll call a few plays for you. He's going to do everything he can, and Sean Payton's coming back in the game, and he will pick and choose wherever he wants to go. But yeah, Cowboys, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's the larger part of it. Whether the Cowboys, where he'd been linked for years, even with the Saints, the last couple of years, Drew Brees was there. Still what's he going to do next? What's the next act as Brees goes towards retirement, can't push the ball downfield, and suddenly that offense doesn't have the same dynamics that he did. No matter how good you were with Michael Thomas, get the ball in, he boxes out and can catch anything thrown in his general direction, and Alvin Kamara was fantastic. Rest of it kind of faltered. So now you move forward, and as we know, you'll have 6 to 8 openings. Who's got the biggest paycheck, Jerry, and the biggest opportunity to be great? Sean Payton wins there. He's a legend.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up, we got more on Thursday Night Football and more on the big story out of the NBA. This is Fox.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.